This is the Cardboard Cave Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Cardboard Cave Podcast. I am your host, John, and we're going to be talking about the Doctor Who top three cards of each and one of us here from the Cardboard Cave. As well, I do want to mention, do not forget to subscribe to our channel and all of our social media. Hit that like button, share, and comment below what you think about our top three cards, and as well mention what are your top three cards of the Doctor Who set. As well, I do want to mention and invite you to listen to our podcast through all of our major audio formats. As well, we are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So go ahead, look for us as Cardboard Cave and hit that follow button. So let's go ahead and start off with JP's top three cards. So like I mentioned, we're going to be going through the top three cards of each and one of us, and as well talk about why they chose the card. So the first card that JP chose was River Song. If you guys were or saw the last video of our show, he did mention that River Song is his favorite character. So spoilers. So River Song in the Doctor Who set is one blue and red legendary creature human time lord rogue that has the following abilities. And it's a 2/2, my bad. So meet in reverse. You draw cards from the bottom of your library rather than the top. That is her first like negative ability. And the second one is spoilers. Whenever an opponent scries, surveils, or searches their library, put a 1/+1 counter on River Song. Then River Song deals damage to that player equal to its power. So JP mentions that besides the fact that he loves the card, this card is a stacked piece, and he has a great point, because that spoiler ability does have and add a little bit of fear to all of us that like to scry or to search our libraries a lot, especially if you are a CDH player that you play a lot of fetch lands, or those decks that like to search for lands, you know, those land type decks, or you know what I mean. So River Song is a great card for that bunch, and it's amazing how this card can be such I'm not gonna say a powerhouse, but it is a great stack piece in a four color deck, or in a red and blue commander deck. So the second card that he mentions that he liked a lot on his top three is Flesh Duplicate. Flesh Duplicate is two blue creature shapeshifter rebel 00 that says the following effect. You may have Flesh Duplicate enter the battlefield as a copy of any creature on the battlefield, except it has vanishing 3 if that creature doesn't have vanishing. If you guys know, vanishing is an effect that it provides 3 time counters on it, and for every upkeep at the beginning of the upkeep, you remove a vanishing counter. He likes this because it's a 2 mana clone. This card is really great if you are running like the 10th Doctor, or a deck that manipulates counters, time counters to be exact. So if this is a great card for it, as well is a great card in general, if by any chance, let's say if you want to duplicate a commander for its effect, or duplicate a card for 3 turns, like let's say Esper Sentinel, or any type of like stack piece for 3 turns, like that you can win the game. It's an amazing card. So JP likes the card due to the fact it's a 2 mana clone, and that's amazing. You know, I really do like it. It's a great card, especially as well if you are going to be playing the 10th Doctor. The 10th Doctor does manipulate time counters with the time travel mechanic or effect. So it's really great because you remove one, we add one. So the last card that JP mentioned that he loved is Missy. It's 3 blue, black, red legendary creature Time Lord Rogue that says the following. Whenever another non-creature dies, return it to the battlefield under your control, face down, and tapped, and it's a 2/2 Cyberman artifact creature. At the beginning of your end step, each opponent faces a villainous choice. Each artifact creature you control deals 1 damage to that opponent, or you draw a card and chaos ensues. And Missy is a 4/5. He did mention that this is like a morph commander. I really do wish that he would have provided a little bit much more insight on what he means in regards to the morph commander. I imagine this because of the whole face down tapped and create a 2/2 Cyberman. But Missy is a great card because we're talking about that the effect says for each artifact creature you control. So you can make a 3-color artifact deck that at least has a couple of like artifact reanimation or anything that you can provide everything, like everything is an artifact as well, because there are cards that provide that ability. And as well, the villainous choice is okay because the second effect is chaos ensues. That is because, remember, the commander decks for the Doctor Who set do have plane chase. So that means that if you are playing plane chase, let it be with the Doctor Who cards or the whole plane chase deck, that means that any of the ones that are active, chaos goes ahead and gets activated. So Missy, it's a great card. Let's go ahead and go with our next top 3 cards are the ones from Alejandro, or Ale to be exact. So he does have 3 great cards, I gotta say. And obviously we have to give him props because we all know that he is the Magic the Gathering blue player, because the only thing that he literally plays is blue. I'm just kidding, he plays a lot of decks, but the major color that he likes is blue. So his first top card is Reverse the Polarity. Is 1/2 blue instant that has 3 effects, but you can only choose one, and is choose one. Counter all other spells. Second ability is switch each creature's power and toughness until end of turn. And the last one is creatures can't be blocked this turn. And then it has a very, very nice artwork as well from one of the doctors. And it's a great instant. He does say that it's a counter spell with different modes and it's versatile. And it's the truth, because this card can actually help you out in regards to, let's say if you're casting a card to win and somebody does counter spell, you can counter all other spells. So you can counter the counter, or counter the counter of the counter, and your card stays alive. So that's great. You know, if you put it on the I think it's all depending on the stack on where you put this card is how is going to be resolved. And it's a great card. I really do like it. It's very interesting counter spell, but as well has different ways to either win you the game or provide you an head, I would say ahead of the time for your I would say GG well played or GG win. Let's go ahead and go to his next card. That is Cyber Conversion. Is 2 blue instant that says the following thing. Turn target creature face down. It's a 2/2 Cyberman artifact creature. And then there's the flavor text that I really do like, the flavor text. Do not fear. We will take your fear from you. You will be like us. I love it because it maintains that essence of the Cybermen from Doctor Who. And I just want to mention something. The reason why Orengo liked this card, or Ale, he is a really strong blue removal and it can destroy any commander. That's true. This card is bonkers because remember, you can put your commander on your command zone only if it's removed from the game to like the graveyard or you know, from the game like Path to Exile or any board wipe, you know, anything that states that the commander is going to leave the field. What does this mean? This means that this card right here does not make him leave the field. It just turns him face down, and it's a 2/2 Cyberman artifact creature. I would need to see the ruling in that if you can put the commander on the command zone, but I don't think so because it's only putting your commander face down and it's not removing it from the game. But if you guys know, comment below if you guys know the answer to this ruling. And the last card that he chose as his favorite, and it's because actually this is one of the most bonker cards from Doctor Who. There's a lot of good cards and a lot of fun cards, but this is the most bonker card that I would say. Is Everybody Lives is one and white instant that says the following thing: all creatures gain hexproof and indestructible until end of turn. Players gain hexproof until end of turn. Players can't lose life this turn, and players can't lose the game or win the game this turn. And the flavor text of the amazing Ninth Doctor is Everybody Lives, Rose, just this once, Everybody Lives, from the Ninth Doctor. It's one of the episodes of when we see one of the most fierce creatures that I think we only see them once in Doctor Who, and it's the Are You My Mommy? It's the episode with the creature that has the gas mask. Oh my god, that episode is freaky as heck. And Orengo says the following: stick this in an Isochron scepter and make everyone weep. So it is interesting because think about it. You have Isochron scepter like that you can win, right? To make infinite mana. But what if you can copy Isochron scepter, make another scepter, and have Everybody Lives as well? Or if you have a way to play it, copy and imprint Everybody Lives, and as well later on throughout the game you can go ahead and copy scepter to win the game with your one your GG combo. This card is amazing. This card could be in any and every blue white control deck or mono white deck or any deck in general that has white. Why? This card stops CDH combos. Oh, you're gonna win with Thassa? So let me do this. On the stack, you're tapped out, right? Yes, okay, on the stack, while your Thassa is in cast, I will cast Everybody Lives. Does it resolve? Yes, okay. Your Thassa comes into play, nothing happens, because even though they go ahead and do their effect, Thassa will, even though Thassa says, I win the game, this card says otherwise. It says, or, you know, we don't win or lose. So that means that you will have an opponent that will deck out in the table. As well, if you have a way to recast this card with no problem, this means that this card can stop multiple players like that they don't win on your table. So I would say that this card is bonkers for what it is. Now let's go to our favorite crazy person of our podcast is Chris. So Chris did choose the same one of the same cards as JP, that it's Missy. Let's go ahead and see why. So I'm not gonna go ahead and repeat what Missy does, but his top, one of the top cards that he likes is Missy. And he likes Missy because Missy is very close to being his next commander due to how resilient she can make my board. And it is true. And it is true because whenever it is just that first effect that states whenever a non-artifact creature dies, you return it to the battlefield under your control, face down, tapped, and it's a Cyberman. So yeah, it is a versatile card. I really do like it. His other favorite or top card is the 12th Doctor rocking out with his guitar. I would say that episode was bonkers. If you guys have not seen Doctor Who, I'll tell you right now, do not stop listening to the podcast. But when you finish listening to our podcast, go ahead and I think Doctor Who is available in HBO Max. So if you can go ahead and go to Max or HBO Max, however you know, recognize it, and go ahead and start watching Doctor Who. So the 12th Doctor is 3 blue and red legendary creature Time Lord Doctor, and has the first native effect that says the following: the first spell you cast from anywhere other than your hand each turn has demonstrate, and it says the following. What is demonstrate, John? When you cast that spell, you may copy it. If you do, choose an opponent to also copy it. A copy of a permanent spell becomes a token. And then it says he has another ability that says whenever you copy a spell, put a 1+1 counter on the 12th Doctor. And he is a 4/4. Why does Chris love the 12th Doctor? He says the 12th because it seems interesting to build around and can feel very unfair with the packs. And he has a good idea. You know, the thing is, it says this spell, first spell you cast from anywhere other than your hand. So what if you go ahead and create a commander that is with flashback, and you cast those enchantment auras or the curses, and you flashback them in and like give them to different to different people? That would be great. But that's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. They can curse you as well. Oh no, forget my idea, guys. But I agree with him. It is a versatile, I would not say versatile, but I would say that it's a fun card to build from. It is very interesting. I think that there are ways in red and in blue that you can actually affect your opponent, and it would be fun. I think that the 12th Doctor is very interesting, a very, very interesting card to play with. Let's go ahead and talk about the last card that he likes. That is Ecstatic Beauty. Ecstatic Beauty is 2 and red sorcery that says and that has suspend 4 for 1 red, and it says the following effect. Exile the top 3 cards of your library. You may put those cards until end of turn. You may play, my bad, play that card. Play those cards until end of turn. Put 4 time counters on each of those cards that has suspended. So this is an amazing card. And the interesting part is that Chris says that the reason why he likes the card because he has it has the best art of the whole set. As well, this is one of the best, I would say, episodes. This episode is on my top 5 episodes of Doctor Who. And here's the flavor text. Try to see what I see. We are so lucky we are still alive to see this beautiful world. And this is reminiscing because Amy Pond and the 11th Doctor, I don't think Rory was in that scene, but Amy and the 11th Doctor took Van Gogh to his own exhibition, and he noticed that his work meant something. And it's really beautiful episode because, you know, when Van Gogh left us, when he passed away, he never thought that his artwork was going to be seen or he's going to be famous, or that he was going to be famous. But this episode gives that chance for him to know that no matter the outcome of his life, everybody's going to learn the beauty of his art. And I really do gotta say that this card looks amazing. I'm not gonna lie. Now let's go to the last top 3 cards. And these top 3 cards are some dude that is part of the podcast as well. I don't know who he is, but you guys might know him. Hey, it's me. Okay, so for me, it's very difficult to choose top 3 cards for one reason. I love all of the commander decks. I love the Doctor Who set. Really sad that this was not like a direct set of Universe Beyond. I would have loved more that the set was something apart and that we would have gotten the commander decks and draft boosters and everything to like get the cards that are in the commanders and as well new cards on the set. I think it would have been a little bit much more reasonable for the set, but that will be a whole new other episode, guys. I will talk about this as well, so don't worry about it. I got you. So my first card is Cult of Skaro. Cult of Skaro is a great card. It's one of the cards that I was aiming foreseeing, because I love my favorite villain of all Doctor Who is the Daleks. I love the Daleks. So Cult of Skaro is one blue, black, red legendary artifact creature Dalek. It has the following effect. Whenever Cult of Skaro attacks, choose one at random. And they say, the first one is they put a 1/1 counter on each artifact creature you control. Can draw two cards. Sec, create a 3/3 black Dalek artifact creature token with menace and fast. Each opponent loses 4 life. And it's a 4/4. I like it because one, it's a 4 drop commander. Two, it's a 4/4. And three, it has multiple effects. Even though they're at random, I like it because all of the modes make something happen. So being the fact that there are, I'm not gonna say that there are enough cards to make like a full Dalek commander, but making a good like 3 color artifact deck and make it fun, yes, this is a card that I would use as a commander. I was actually thinking about using another one. It's the superior one. It's red and black. I think he has affinity of Daleks, if I'm not mistaken. But it was a very expensive commander for what I would like it to be. I know it could be fun, but the versatility of these 3 colors for artifacts is great. My next card is my favorite Doctor out of the whole 13 Doctors that are available right now, or that you can see on HBO Max. This is not a paid advertisement. The 10th Doctor, and he is 3 blue red. He's one of the face commanders of the commander sets. So it's a legendary creature, Time Lord Doctor, and he has 2 abilities and he's a 3/5. He has one that says Alonzi. Whenever you attack, exile cards from the top of your library until you exile a non-land card. Put 3 time counters on it. If it doesn't have suspend, it gains suspend. And then he has one amazing ability that I think that this ability would have been great if it would have cost instead of 7/6. It would have been, I think, a little bit better. But hey, the ability is kind of bonkers, I'm not gonna lie. So he has Timey Wimey. I do like, if you guys see the previous episode, you will see that I make a lot of jokes with Timey Wimey. So Timey Wimey is a 7 cost ability that says time travel 3 times. Activate only as a sorcery. That's the only downside about it. So that's why I'd say that this ability could have cost 5 or 6. It would have been better because you can only activate it as a sorcery. So that means that I am limited to only activate this on my turn. And then it says the following. So time travel, guys, does the following effect. For each suspended card you own and each permanent you control with a time counter on it, you may add or remove a time counter. Then do it 2 more times. That's why this card is great. Why? Due to the fact that you can time travel multiple times, if you're able to do it and you have powerful cards suspended, or have cards that provide you card draw, or let's put an example, Flesh Duplicate that has Vanishing, this card can assist you so much. Why? You can time travel 3 times. This means that for each suspended card you own and each permanent you control with a time counter on it, you may add or remove. What does this mean? Cards that have Vanishing, if you have 3 cards with Vanishing and you have 2 with suspended, you can go ahead, remove those suspended counters and add Vanishing counters to those other cards. So that means that they can stay longer or control the fluctuation of the card, like that it can stay there and not fearing that it's gonna live. So the 10th Doctor is just amazing. Now, the next character that I would say, I'm not going to say that it's like the best companion of them all, because for me, and this is somebody that has not seen old Who, and I want to make time to see old Doctor Who, but last card, my last favorite card from the set is Clara Oswald I think that her story in Doctor Who is amazing. There are many great moments with her character, and I really do love Clara Oswald. She's a six-drop legendary creature human advisor, and she has a couple of effects, and she's a 2/6. So, one is she is the impossible girl. If Clara Oswald is your commander, choose a color before the game begins, and Clara is the chosen color. That's great. Why? Because let's say that I want to use the 10th Doctor, but I want to add one color because there are other suspended cards in another color that I would like to use. For instance, how about if they're good suspend black cards, I wouldn't play them. Or how about if there are good suspend blue, or no wait, he's already blue. Suspend cards in white or in green, etc, etc, etc. So Clara can be that additional color that you're missing. And then it says the following: if a triggered ability of a Doctor you control triggers, that ability triggers an additional time. I don't know if timey-wimey would be included in this, because this has triggered ability, but that's an activated ability, correct? So the ability for the 10th Doctor would activate twice. So that means that you can search for a long land card twice, right? And that's good. And actually the new mechanic or companion that's called Doctor's Companion, that says the following: you can have two commanders if the other is the Doctor. That means that you can have the Doctor and a Doctor's Companion. The great thing about this set is there's a lot of Doctor's Companion that you can mix and match and make great synergy with those cards. But we'll get into that as well later on in another episode. So guys, these are the top three cards of the whole cast of the Cardboard Cave Pot Pack. of the Cardboard Cave podcast. So don't forget, if you guys like and enjoy our content, don't forget to follow us in all of our social media as well, guys. Don't forget to just like, subscribe, and share, and comment below on our video what are your top three cards as well. I am going to put this on TikTok like that. You guys can tell me what are your top three cards, or what is your favorite card in the Doctor Who set as well. Follow us in all of our social media, Cardboard Cave Podcast, and there is amazing content coming your way, because we are making sure that you guys get the best content out there. This is John, one of your hosts, and I gladly thank you for listening to us. See you guys in the next one.
Remember to follow, like, subscribe to be notified, and as well listen to us on all major audio platforms. Thanks for joining.